The forecast period will improve into our Memorial Day across upstate New York and interior New England. A weak warm front will lift through the region today. This will bring about the return of some warmer weather. We'll also see a little bit more sunshine. While rain chances don't look great along the front, we could see a couple of showers or even a thunderstorm pop west and north of the Capital District, bringing with it a slight chance of wet weather into the Mohawk Valley through the southern Adirondacks, points east to the Glens Falls area. A cool front will push through the region tonight as high pressure moves south from Hudson Bay and parks itself just north of the St. Lawrence Valley. This will allow for abundant sunshine and continued comfortable weather for Tuesday. This same area of high pressure remains in place for the day Wednesday, keeping us dry. However, it will start to slide to our south and east by the end of the day Thursday. It should hang around long enough to keep us dry on Thursday, but a few showers will be possible by the evening. Alberta will come with abundant moisture, leading to heavy rain and some embedded thunderstorms, but models are struggling as to which day these will arrive. Be prepared for the possibility both Friday and Saturday, with some showers lingering for Sunday as well. Taking a look at potentially significant weather around the country, subtropical storm Alberta will pose several threats to the south for the first half of this week. Heavy rainfall and inland flooding is expected in the southeast today, and then shift into the Tennessee and Ohio River valleys by Tuesday and Wednesday. Tropical storm force winds and storm surge will be possible along the northern and eastern Gulf Coast today. Alberta will create dangerous surf and rip currents for beachgoers. Meanwhile, the Storm Prediction Center has portions of the southern and central high plains under the enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms today. A shortwave trough currently rounding the base of a cutoff upper-level low centered over the Great Basin will continue northeast through eastern Colorado today. A quasi-stationary front reinforced by convective outflow will persist from northern Colorado northeast through Nebraska into Minnesota. A dry line will sharpen across western Kansas and west Texas. The east winds north of the stationary front will support an increase in low-level moisture into the Front Range, and dew points into the low 60s are expected east of the dry line beneath a warm elevated mixed layer. Strong instability will likely develop from northeast Colorado into western Nebraska and south through the high plains of Kansas into west Texas, and forcing for ascent with the approaching shortwave trough should result in the initiation of thunderstorms over the higher terrain of northern Colorado into southeast Wyoming. Other storms will likely develop farther south across western Kansas and into west Texas in association with dryline mixing and convergence. Supercells will be possible, capable of producing very large hail, though a few tornadoes will be possible initially in the vicinity of the boundary across northeast Colorado into southeast Wyoming. For those traveling across the northeast today in New York City, cloudy skies with highs in the lower 70s, light wind out of the south. In Boston, expect mostly cloudy skies with highs in the low 60s. Wind will be out of the northeast 5 to 10 miles per hour. In Buffalo, morning fog will lift and give way to sunny skies this afternoon with highs in the mid-70s, southwest wind around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Taking a look at the climate report in Albany today, the average high is 73 and the average low is 51. The record high is 93, set back in 2016. The record low is 33, set back in 1994. Sunrise today, 5:22 a.m., sunset, 8:24 p.m., a total of 15 hours and 2 minutes of daylight, a net gain of 2 minutes from yesterday. Your 24-hour temperature extremes for the contiguous United States ran from 114 degrees yesterday afternoon at Rio Grande Village, Texas, to as low as 28 degrees. That was at the Grand Canyon in Arizona. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake Georgia area. Cloudy skies will give way to partly cloudy skies by this afternoon. Highs will be in the mid to upper 70s. Wind will be light out of the southwest. There is a slight chance for a shower or thunderstorm. Overnight, skies will become partly cloudy with lows falling into the upper 50s to low 60s. Wind will be light out of the west, becoming northwest by Tuesday morning. Tuesday will be sunny with highs rebounding in the upper 70s to low 80s. Wind will be out of the north 5 to 10 miles per hour. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy skies today will give way to partly cloudy skies by afternoon. Highs will be in the mid-70s with a light southerly wind. Overnight, skies will become partly cloudy with the lows falling into the upper 50s to low 60s. Wind will be out of the southwest, becoming west by Tuesday morning. Tuesday will be sunny with highs rebounding in the mid-80s. Wind will be out of the north 5 to 10. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy skies will give way to partly cloudy skies skies by evening. Highs will be in the mid-70s with a slight chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm. Wind today will be out of the south. Overnight, skies will become partly cloudy with lows dipping into the upper 50s to low 60s. Wind will be out of the southwest on the light side, becoming west by Tuesday morning. Tuesday will be sunny with highs rebounding in the low to mid-80s. Wind will be out of the north 5 to 10. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy skies this morning will give way to partly cloudy skies by the afternoon. High temperatures today will be in the low 70s with a light wind out of the south. Overnight skies will be partly cloudy. Lows will dip into the upper 50s. Wind will be light out of the southwest, becoming west by Tuesday morning. Tuesday will be sunny with highs rebounding in the upper 70s to 80 degrees. Wind will be out of the north 5 to 10. For the Greater Capital District, as well as for the Saratoga area, east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, expect mostly cloudy skies to start the day, giving way to partly cloudy skies by this afternoon. High temperatures will be in the mid-70s with a light southerly wind. Overnight, skies will become partly cloudy with lows falling into the upper 50s to low 60s. Wind will be light out of the southwest, becoming west by Tuesday morning. Tuesday, we rebound with plenty of sunshine. Highs will be in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Wind will be out in the north 5 to 10 miles per hour. Your regional forecast for tomorrow is continued warmer weather. Highs Tuesday will be climbing into the upper 70s to lower 80s. Wednesday, we continue to stay warm and dry with highs in the upper 70s to near 80, although we will have a few more clouds on Tuesday. Thursday will remain warm with highs in the upper 70s. A few late-day showers can't be ruled out. By Friday and into Saturday, Alberto's remnants will try and arrive to the Capital District, bringing with it widespread heavy rain and embedded thunderstorms. Highs will remain in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jordan Sherman.